Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Mike Tobash of the 125th Legislative District in Schuylkill and Berks Counties. Representative Tobash, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about Marcellus Shale and the impact fee, the tax, the way we're going to extract a little bit of money out of this. The House has been debating over a couple of days on this and just passed legislation on this. Talk to us about the history of the Marcellus Shale legislation, how we got to the point we're at right now, and what this piece of legislation that we just moved does.
We had vigorous debate on this subject, and it's not the first time it's been debated. It's been debated over the last 4 years. The activity in the state of Pennsylvania is not new. What's new is, at this point in time, we are going to be collecting an impact fee from the drillers to make sure that we are having them pay for the impacts, particularly in areas where they are drilling. And after hearing the debate, going to many hearings and meetings on the subject, I feel confident that we came up with a product now that will truly benefit the Commonwealth.
And this was not an easy process to go through. The Senate had its own version, the House had its own version, had to go to conference committee. Talk to us about the origins of this bill and what was hashed out and why you like it.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, there was a bill that came out of the House, House Bill 1950, which ended up being the bill that was passed. But there was a Senate bill, and I think it was 1100, which came out of the Senate. And those two bills, they varied. The level of the fee was different. The impact on local communities was different. In other words, the mandates that were required by the state were different. And at the end of the process, after both bills had gone out of each chamber and then finally ended up in conference committee, there were concessions made. And I think that we got a product that will be great for Pennsylvania. I mean, the fact of the matter is we needed to do something to get on first base. And now we've got a product that we can manage in the Commonwealth. But I certainly did not feel that we should go another month or year without collecting something. And although there were reasons that I think every representative within the House could find not to vote on the bill, what we've done here is far better than doing nothing.
I understand that with this legislation now, a large percentage of the money is going to go back to the counties and the municipalities that are affected, but also some monies are going to be flowing to state coffers, especially to handle and help handle some issues like transportation and infrastructure repair. Talk to us about where the monies are going and the fairness of that balance.
Let's go to the transportation part of this. Again, we all know that our roads and bridges in the state of Pennsylvania are in dire need of repair. And the fact of the matter is that this money will not flow into the general fund the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but we'll go to areas that are impacted. And here's the good news. If we've got money flowing into the roads and bridges in Bradford County where this drilling is taking place and we're fixing roads and bridges there, that should free up some money within the department to fix roads and bridges in the 125th District. It was one of the things that I'm thrilled about, adding revenue to the Commonwealth, particularly in the area of transportation, and having that trickle-down effect to make sure that as we move forward, we've got a chance to improve the infrastructure throughout the state.
And as you said, this is a first step. It gets us on first base with this. Do you see this legislation being changed or amended down the road, maybe altered a little bit to provide a little bit more for the local or the state? Do you see some changes being made in this?
We have been under this dynamic of having gas extraction in the Commonwealth for the last 6 or 7 years with no legislation passed for that, with no severance tax, no impact fee being collected. And the work that we did this week in the House, I believe, as soon as the governor signs this will ensure that we are collecting something and taking care of these impacts. So I'm happy that we've gotten to first base on this thing. But this needs to be a process that we continue to monitor and we continue to manage. Any legislation that's passed needs to be monitored because things change. And this industry is a rapidly growing industry in the Commonwealth. We have to make sure that we do not have negative impacts on our water supply. We need to make sure that our environment is not up for grabs as we grow this business in the Commonwealth, which in the end will help our economy. I've already seen what it's done to gas prices in the state. We had gas prices that were hovering in the $4 area per cubic foot, and now they're down just a little bit north of $2. And I expect us to continue to have low energy costs in the state as a result of this resource. So there's a lot of good news here. And again, I think a lot of the good news is around the fact that we've got something passed here that is workable down the road.
Representative Tobash, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Mike Tobash.